It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. The Fantastic Four! Final Fours, that is. The men's and women's college basketball season is going to end in just a few days now. The women's Final Four happens in Tampa, Florida on Friday night. A winner will emerge on Sunday afternoon. The men's Final Four is going to take place in San Antonio, Texas on Saturday evening, with the championship game being played on Monday night. There are a total of 8 teams remaining, and an incredible 7 of those 8 teams were ranked as a number 1 seed before March Madness ever tipped off.
Bye, bye, bye!
Only Connecticut, the number 2 women's seed, has been able to crash this party of elites. The number 1 seed USC Trojans lost their All-American guard Juju Watkins to a knee injury in round number 2, and without Watkins and her 24 points per game scoring, USC lost to UConn 78-64 Monday night in the Elite 8 round. Newsflash! Newsflash! Swamp Swami still has a 25% chance to pick his first men's champion. Yes, before we review this coming weekend's games, let's check to see how old Swamp Swami has been performing in the CBSSports.com bracket selections. Entering the final weekend, both my men's and women's selections have been okay, but not very special. But my predicted men's winner, University of Houston, is still alive with 2 games to go. The defensive-minded number 1 Midwest seed Cougars will face the high-scoring number 1 East seed Duke in a Saturday night semifinal matchup. In addition to my number 1 seed Houston and number 1 Duke, I also picked number 1 seed Florida to make it into the men's Final Four. Auburn, the other number 1 seed, also made the weekend party, but unfortunately for my picking, I had them losing to number 2 seeded Michigan State last weekend in the Elite 8. The Tigers prevailed 70-64 and sent Old Sparty back home to Michigan. On the women's side, my upset pick to win it all was number 3 seeded LSU. Well, that pick is now toast. The Tigers lost in the Elite 8 last week to number 1 seed UCLA 72-65. As in many of their games this year, LSU coach Kim Mulkey's team lacked solid production from the point guard position. It's hard to believe that Kim Mulkey, who was an All-American point guard at Louisiana Tech University, was unable to get better guard play from that critical position for LSU all season long. In addition to losing LSU out of my women's Final Four, I had also picked Notre Dame, another number 3 seed, and they lost in the Sweet 16. So I still have 2 remaining Final Four teams, though, number 1 seed South Carolina and number 2 UConn, joining the other number 1 seeds, Texas and UCLA, in the semifinals in Tampa on Friday night. So let's take a look first at the men's side and the men's Final Four coming up Saturday in San Antonio. What to look for? In game number 1, it'll be number 1 West seed Florida at 34-4 against the number 1 South seed Auburn at 32-5. That tips off at 5:09 p.m. Central Time on CBS. The Florida Gators posted a 90-81 win at Auburn back on February the 9th. Guard Walter Clayton Jr. led the way with 19 points and 9 assists, and the Gators had 5 players scoring in double figures in their lone meeting with Auburn this year. But during that game, Auburn missed 9 free throw attempts and connected on 6 fewer 3-point shots than Florida did. Auburn's All-American big man, John A. Broome, injured his right elbow last weekend in the Tigers' Elite 8 win over Michigan State. Fortunately for Broome and Auburn fans, he shoots left-handed. He was quoted today as saying that his elbow is quite improved over the first of the week, and he expects to be at 100% for Saturday's rematch against Florida. I still think that Auburn relies far too much on their star player, so I'm expecting Florida to emerge from this SEC semifinal game on Saturday evening. My final score? Florida 82, the Auburn Tigers 74. In game number 2 from the men's tournament, it'll be number 1 Midwest seed Houston at 34-4 going up against number 1 East seed Duke, who is 35-3. That tip-off will occur 30 minutes after the game 1 ends, which should be around 7:50 Central Time on CBS. The Houston Cougars have been knocking on that door of an NCAA men's title now for 5 straight years. Coach Kelvin Sampson's team has advanced to at least the Sweet 16 round in each one of those seasons. Is this the Cougars' year? Defensive pressure and balanced scoring have been the hallmark of Coach Sampson's teams. This year, Houston has been the nation's leading defensive team and allows just 58 points per game. Offensively, Houston has four different starters who score 10 or more points a game. The Cougars have seen a different player step up with a hot hand during each one of the March Madness games. After obliterating their Big 12 competitors by winning their last 13 games of the regular season, Houston has now added four more wins in March Madness. Rolling into Saturday's game with a 17-game winning streak, the Cougs will have their hands full with East number 1 seed Duke. The nation's eighth scoring offense, Duke relies very heavily on freshman All-American forward Cooper Flagg. The 6'9" Flagg kind of reminds me of former Boston Celtics teammates Kevin McHale and Larry Bird. He averages 19 points a game, 8 rebounds, and 4 assists every ball game. Duke is also on a rather lengthy winning streak, 15 games in a row now, entering Saturday's game with Houston. If Duke's other four starters step up their game and pour in some points, the Blue Devils are going to waltz into Monday night's final game. But I expect Houston to keep this game relatively low scoring. Houston's experienced starting five is going to prevail coming down the stretch over the Duke suddenly nervous five freshman starters. Final score, Houston 71, Duke 68.
Ooh, yeah!
These two men's winners will play for the title Monday night at 7:50 p.m. on CBS. Now let's talk about the women's Final Four in Tampa, Florida, and what we should look for. Game number one is on Friday night. It's number one regional seed Texas at 35-3 against number one regional seed South Carolina, who is 34-3. Tip off Friday night at 6 p.m. Central Time on ESPN. All 20,000 seats in Tampa have been sold for this Friday's national semifinal games for the NCAA Women's College Basketball title. Scalpers are out there today asking for nearly $150 if you have a ticket to the Friday night session. Every year under fifth-year University of Texas coach Vic Schaefer, the Longhorns women's basketball team has improved. And after reaching the Elite Eight last season, Texas is now looking for its second women's title this year after winning the top prize way back in 1986. The University of Texas scores 78 points a game, but its defense allows only 56 per outing. Sophomore forward Madison Booker is leading the Longhorns in scoring this year with 17 points per game. Nearly a mirror image of Texas, though, South Carolina is averaging 79 points a game on offense and allowing just 57 on defense. The two-time defending national champions, though, rotate 9 players in and out of their lineup and maximize the team's defensive effort and intensity. Highly recruited, 6'3" freshman Joyce Edwards is leading the Gamecocks in scoring this year at 13 points per game. I think it's going to be very difficult for Texas to handle the pressure. South Carolina's experience in these big game situations should prevail in this particular semifinal game. Final score, South Carolina 74, Texas 66. And in the other game, number two, on Friday night, it's number one regional seed UCLA at 34-2, going up against the number two regional seed Connecticut at 35-3. That tip-off Friday night will be 30 minutes following game number one, probably around 8:20 p.m. on ESPN. Now, this is the first time in program history that UCLA has reached the NCAA Women's Final Four. The Bruins defeated a very talented and well-coached LSU team in the Elite Eight to reach this milestone. UCLA moved into the Big Ten Conference this year, and if the Bruins had not played and lost both of its Big Ten games to its crosstown rival USC, UCLA would be undefeated coming into Friday night's game with UConn. Two names to watch for UCLA are their 6'7" giant center, Lauren Betts. She really hurt LSU. And their crafty guard, Kiki Rice. Betts is nearly impossible to stop when she's within a few feet of the basket. She tallies 20 points per game. And Kiki Rice leads UCLA in assists and steals and still averages 13 points on offense as well. The UConn Huskies went a perfect 18-0 in the Big East Conference this season. UConn holds the NCAA women's basketball record with 11 national championships as they totally dominated the sport between 1995 and 2016. The Huskies have been out of the picture for a while and are very hungry to add number 12 to the school's trophy case this season. UConn coach Gino Auriemma has two of the nation's top players in guard Paige Beckers and forward Sarah Strong. The tandem averages nearly half of the Huskies' 80 points per game. The big game experience of UConn when the pressure is rising might be the difference in this semifinal game. I see it this way. Connecticut, 78. UCLA, 68. Woo-hoo! And Friday night's semifinal winners are going to play for the women's title on Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. Central Time on ESPN. Enjoy the basketball. I'm Swamp Swamp.